The head of obstetrics and gynecology at Abno Ahafo Regional Hospital, Dr. James Boati Fojua, says the Abno Ahafo Regional Hospital has been recording an increasing number of epilepsy cases since 2013. He said the public should pay much attention to and support people with epilepsy to live meaningful lives. Speaking to GBC in Sunyani, Dr. Fojua said epilepsy is a non-infectious illness that can be cured through medical treatment. Correspondent Bia Mukusa Ali has sent this report from Sunyani.
Epilepsy is a chronic disorder which presents itself as a recurrent unprovoked seizures. Many people with epilepsy have more than one type of seizure and may have other neurological problems. Having epilepsy can also affect one's safety, relationship and work. People with epilepsy may be afraid of transferring it to their offspring, but the possibility of passing the condition on to their children is usually low. Medical testing may help people who have a particular genetic form of epilepsy understand the risks they face. The human brain is a source of human epilepsy, with infections of the brain being the most common cause of epilepsy. The initial infections are treated with medication but can leave scars on the brain that cause seizures later. People of all ages can have head injuries, though severe head injuries happen most often among young adults. The head of obstetrics and gynecology at the Abno Ahafo Regional Hospital, Dr. James Boati Fojua, revealed that 482 cases were reported in 2013. This number increased to 574 in 2014. It went up to 620 in 2015. He was unhappy about the negative perception about the disease and the stigma attached to it. Dr. Fojua said most of the mental health cases in society are epilepsy related, explaining that they have become unconscious when attacked by the illness. He recalled how a driver had a seizure when he was about to embark on a journey with passengers and how another fell on naked fire. He advised pregnant women to avoid playing or having contact with cats, saying cats are a major cause of the illness. Dr. Fojua therefore appealed to caretakers, parents, including the general public, to take good care of people with epilepsy.